Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. Our team spent most of the episode standing at the top of a underground railway station, deciding how they were going to light the way. What was the best method of turning this massive dildo into a massive glow stick? They eventually found their way down into the underground station, where they were set upon instantly by a horde of rad scorpions. The underground railway, the wind inside the station, seems to take on the tone of a lone piper. The music softly wafting through the station as Dr. Ivor Wrench takes his last breath. The team continue fighting on, Gertrude smashing the last rad scorpion, Winnegan cooking off the claws of the other. As Dr. Rast notices it's safe, he runs in to help and successfully diagnoses that Dr. Wrench is in fact dead.
I diagnose you with death.
Take it away.
Well, I guess we should rifle through his pockets.
That's a little careless, Gertrude. He was our companion for what? A good week, perhaps?
I tried to save him. I tried so hard. But
shut up, robot.
In the end, it doesn't
even
matter.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Like, you can't tell me you try hard. I would love to see you try hard to save anyone, robot.
I have a 65% success rate.
Does
like
anyone know?
Fuck you do.
Yes, that's definitely overestimating.
Say that to the other 35% that died.
Well, since there's nothing to be done with him, does anyone know if he had family or...
You lived with him.
Not... It's our vault. We were hardly roommates, okay? I suppose we should at least try and keep the body out of the way of scavengers, bring it back to the vault for burial.
I'm not carrying that around. He pooped himself.
What? I mean, if we don't want him to be scavenged, you know, or eaten by dogs, I hate to say the best method would be, funeral pyre.
Sounds about right. Before you do that, though, I think I'm going to take his Pip-Boy and, his ID badge, at least. If he has family or close friends, something to remember him by. Also, they have a finder's fee on old Pip-Boys, and I quite like to collect that.
Not from the GM here. Yeah. He doesn't.
He doesn't what?
Have friends.
Oh.
Oh, well. So even the GM is mean. Okay, well, fuck. Mm-hmm.
God's told me this is the loneliest man in the world.
He died.
He now died. What? Ah, fuck him. All right, let's go.
Set up a pyre, roast him, I suppose.
Was it you that went through his pockets, or was it? Who was
Gertrude,
it?
Gertrude, I believe.
Gertrude. Well, Gertrude, you have managed to collect yourself the Pip-Boy that Jay was talking about. You've collected the ID. You collected a number of different things, a surprising amount of prophylactics. Whatever stim packs they had left on them.
Gertrude found party balloon.
Is there like a surprising number of aphrodisiacs as well? Like a concerning amount of aphrodisiacs?
Starts blowing up in the corner and go...
like some really old, dried out body parts that came from... You have no idea where.
What are these blue pills for? Weird.
Oh, they're rat poison.
Wait a minute, how many stim packs did they have left?
Two.
Wrench
from beyond the grave. you find some personal notes in here as well.
Toilet paper.
Well,
I think this one's written on human skin. It's kind of concerning.
Would not surprise me.
Oh my good God! What the hell?
All right, and so. Does somebody want to read the notes that he left?
Professor Ivor Wrench, if I shall die, will leave my items to
And first, just like any good sitcom, as you're reading the letter, you start to hear it in his own voice.
Ah, fair enough.
I have revenge. If I shall, will leave my items too. First, let's start with Billy Bob Firewatt. I've always hated you. Only joking. Thought I would lighten the mood with some deadpan humour. Well, take these trousers that are soiled, as well as the overseer Hamilton doesn't take it back. My pit boy and multi-tool. Oh, sorry for taking your blood during the night from experiments. Nurse Handy, take all the meds I have.
These trousers smell like semen. I'm very concerned.
How do you know what it smells like in bulk quantity?
Because I've had semen. I'm a man. What the hell?
I mean, whatever your preferred drink isn't really our business.
Oh, good God. Yeah, I wouldn't know what my own bodily fluid smell like. Okay, whatever.
I mean, most people don't lean in and sniff, but...
You smell it regardless. It's a smell. Everyone knows what it smells like.
You don't know, Jay.
No, I don't think I did.
Don't... Oh, correction. Yes, I take that back.
As Winnegan continues reading the letter.
Nurse Alexa Handy, take all the meds I have. I believe in your handiness. I'm sorry to have never fixed you or added that mute button.
Oh, so sweet.
Gertrude, take my lube bottle and white coat. I'm sorry my brains were not the same level as your pecs. I was hoping to make your hammer stronger.
Finally, I want with a bottle of lube?
You can have the soul trousers to go with.
I don't want them.
Well, I don't want them either.
Just burn them with him.
If you don't want the lube, we can just burn them together.
I don't think the lube could be good as a trap. Maybe.
I think it's best we keep that.
Your inquisitive nature, I feel like you want the soil trousers. Here you go.
I don't want the soil trousers!
I'm just gonna go ahead and throw them at me.
We are, in fact, reading off a will and testament here. If you could decide what you want to do with your lube and your trousers later.
Did anyone else write a will before they left?
No?
Gertrude just has dildo in a wig. What else can I do?
If I would feel to go back in time to Gertrude from Call of Cthulhu, I feel like she would be flipping off, like be throwing the bird as she died. So I feel like a will would be the last thing that was on her mind.
I feel like Enid would have just run, eat shit, die.
Fuck you all. That's usually what it would say. Yeah. So, yeah, Flower has definitely set the standard now for will and testament.
Continue. Thank you.
Winnegan continues to read the will.
Nearly finished. Finally, Winnie, please take the comic, my gun, and the rest of my ammo. I hope you impress the one you will want to impress with the outfits you've got. I leave my caps to the group. I want my body to...
Sorry.
don't interrupt yourself reading the letter.
I've interrupted him like 3 times, Wendy, and I feel like you're owed at least one moment. Right.
I didn't expect to fucking read it.
I interrupted him so much.
God. I want my body to be used to further the experiments to help humans become more adaptive in the wasteland.
Burn it.
Overseer Hamilton. Fuck's sake. Overseer Hamilton, I've always loved you. My big secret is covered in blood. Thank you, all my friends. P.S. Billy Bob, I'm sorry I'm the one who taught Snufflepuff to shit in your hat.
What the hell? I take my hat off, I look in the side, and I see the pile of shit that's in there. God damn it! You know what? I can't be mad he's dead. But at the same time, man, that's a good goof. God damn it, that's a good goof. God damn it. Prankster to the end. You know what? I take my hat off to you, and I throw my hat on his body because I know I'm going to burn it. Just go ahead and take that with you. God damn it. My hat's off to you. Jesus Christ. You fuck. Son of a...
Now what? What do we do now with the corpse?
I mean, are we saying, considering what Cap said before we started the episode, there is still two Rad Corpians still alive? Are they just,
no,
like,
watching
us?
No, we killed them at the very start. Remember? Gertrude bashed one, or shot one, montage style.
Yeah, we did that montage style as Dr. Wrench was dying.
They're quite good. I think it's, as you suggested, Billy Bob, a funeral pyre.
Well, can everybody do a little perception check for me just now?
Perception what?
Yeah, perception of the survival.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Billy Bob fails miserably.
Everybody is just really concerned with the dead body.
Perception, survival.
It looks like a body.
I got one success.
Yep, Jay's the only one that is good enough to have a wee look around.
I success.
All right, and Gertrude. Sorry about that.
Me and Carmen are just like, it looks like he's still alive.
I'm sure
I think he'll
is.
Make it. I think he'll pull through.
Is he on Twitch?
You do notice, strangely, that there is actually much more Rad Scorpion corpses than the amount that you fought. The other five corpses appear to be executed quite deftly with a single bullet each.
Well, that doesn't bode fucking well. That's probably the asshole we're looking for. He's a deadshot sniper.
The sharp shooter.
Well, okay, well, we leave him here.
I'm just going to... fuck, do we want to waste... Leave him here. If he's still here when we get back, we'll figure out.
Just put a blanket over the body.
It's yes. Literally not
put
that
the
hard
trousers
to light
over the
fire.
Body. The
can we not just light
work?
Him on fire? There is ruins everywhere. We can find something to put him on to light him on fire. All right.
What yeah, there's plenty of like wooden fixtures in the subway, so like ticket offices and stuff like that. Plenty of like.
I'm not saying we sit here
kind of
until
thing.
It's. I'm not saying we sit here until it's completely ashes, but I'm saying at least set him on fire. All right.
Set him on fire. Does anyone have a lighter?
No.
I mean, I have a torch. I literally have a torch.
Oh, right, yes, I forgot you'd made that. Go on.
He's sitting there with an open flame, saying, let's set this guy on fire.
Well, I was just so outshone by the Dildominator, I didn't notice it there.
It is true, the dildo is giving off much more light than a fire ever could.
Alexa, do you want to cut
the
his
glow
penis
in
off
the dark
well?
Dildo produces more light than my actual flame? What the fuck?
Yes.
Hold on, what?
My body paint was very effective. We put a lot on there.
Yeah, that body paint had some ingredients that wouldn't be allowed under
radium
current rules.
FDA laws.
Let's light him up then. Billy Bob?
Well, do we need to make the pyre?
All right, so
make the pyre? What do we do?
Billy Bob, unhappy that nobody is helping him, goes around and builds a makeshift pyre.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. I got it. Yeah, just sit there. Yeah, just do whatever. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I've got his literally cummed in pants over here, and I'm making a funeral pyre, but you guys are fine. Yeah, don't worry.
You can always put the pants down, you know.
And I'm burning them with him. Like, I'm not taking these pants. I'm sorry, Igor Rich, but you're keeping these with you in the afterlife. I'm not taking them with me.
All right.
I just put some tires on. He'll be fine. He'll cook nicely. Burn nicely.
I always forget that we found you committing cannibalism, Gertrude.
No, you found Gertrude in a cage.
Well, with... Ah, yes, because your grip had imprisoned you while they committed
cannibalism. Okay, so in Gertrude's defense, in actual Fallout lore, super mutants don't view humans as the same as them, so they do eat them.
I know. I'm very well aware. Right, anyhow, assume you've set him on fire now?
Yes, I do. After so,
let's
Cap, do I
then.
Need to roll anything, or are we just good?
No, I mean, I'm happy to let you just put a torch against a makeshift funeral pyre and for it to light successfully. The flames go up, the crackling and popping of the wood slowly turns into the crackling and popping of Ivor's flesh.
And then suddenly a Protectron comes and puts it out.
Unfortunately,
fire.
That
danger.
Chap did not
danger.
Leave the shop.
Danger!
Nobody want to cook any of their Rad Scorpion claws while we're here.
Oh, actually, that was
oh,
quite
a
good idea.
That's a great idea. Maybe it'll add a certain flavor to it.
Pour some water. It is efficient. I would like some Radiscope Falls before we go, actually. I mean, we have a fire. We might as well.
Essence of monkey wrench.
It's not like the flavor from that's going to get into the food.
I know we want to be as a joke wise, but it's a good gag. But you know, this flame on this torch is still lit. We can make a normal campfire that does not involve the ashes of our dead comrade that's inside it. So do you want
to
make a normal campfire?
Do we need
campfire?
To though? Do we need to waste time doing this?
We're literally scavenging wood. That's like
within our vicinity. God, you're such a fucking wimp. Let's make a campfire and then cook it that way.
Wenigan really fucking doesn't care about Wrench, does she?
Wenigan cared about Wrench.
Wenigan is sadistic as fuck. Like, good God.
Wenigan cared when he was breathing, but a corpse is a corpse. Fuel is fuel.
Meanwhile, Gertrude gets a bit of rebar sticking out, sticks it through a red scorpion, and just starts toasting it over monkey.
Oh, thank God, someone with vitality. Is there anything I have that I can use as a pot? Because I feel like it'll be, like, good boiled eventually.
Good God, we are so invested in...
Our friend has died and we're cooking.
Yeah.
Well, what they do in a week, you know, we have booze and food, I mean... This is all for you.
I think it's
Wenigan does find a metal cash register that is watertight at the bottom that she is able to fill with water and use as a makeshift pot.
There we go. Quite nice.
Wait, what size shoe did he have? I wonder if he fit Gertrude.
I doubt it. It seems a bit of a size difference.
He's literally on fire. I don't know if you can get him back.
And he was a particularly small man.
Think of it this way, Firewater. We're sharing one last meal with our friend. Hell, we'll even put some to burn with him as an offering.
Pagan gods.
Our god, Dr. Wrench. I think he'd like that, the mad bastard.
Well, what do we do now after we've eaten?
Yeah, I think we can eat and walk, to be honest. The crab legs just crack them open. Well, I suppose we're still tracking down this sharpshooter. Either turning him in or turning against the upgrade folks, depending on what he tells us.
Depends. How do you all feel about your upgrades? Have they really done anything to you? How do you feel?
Strong.
I feel fine. I'm not too worried about the upgrades they've given us. I'm more concerned about the permanent options. I suspect if there's something wrong, it'll be with them. Right, onwards we press.
I'm just still curious at how they did surgeries to you, but still the upgrades they gave you were temporary. So what
they were vitamin treatments, not injections.
Yes, yeah. The surgeries. Yeah, so
like
the
IV vitamin treatments. Yeah, the surgeries are the permanent ones.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I didn't take them. I'm going to say I'm still a little skeptical on this group that does the surgeries and stuff, so y'all know my opinion on it, but I will, bow my head towards you guys on y'all's opinion. If y'all want to turn him into the upgrade people, I'm for it, but I'm also for turning against him, too.
I think whatever he says when we interrogate him, assuming we can catch the little rat, we'll determine what we do. If he manages to lay out a convincing argument that the permanent ones are bad or a trap, then we kill them. And we keep him free. If he doesn't, we turn him in, get the permanent ones, and go on our way. Right, is there, like, a clear... Is there only, like, one direction to go in? Or do we have to try and track this guy?
No, it's a very clear direction, one way, towards the tracks.
Renegan's going to warily start walking down towards the tracks.
Gertrude, follow. Actually, Gertrude should go first. Gertrude, have to dominate.
Yes, that does sound like a better idea. Right, onwards we head.
Okay, Gertrude leading the way, lighting the way with her large, large glow stick. You press on after that brutal encounter with the Rad Scorpions. The loss of your comrade weighing heavily on your minds, I'm sure.
I know, just inside Gertrude's head there's a monkey with cymbals.
The trail leads.
Billy Bob's thinking about where he can get booze next. Is about where he's thinking of. He's like, I wonder where I can get fucking plastered again. I'm really wondering.
The trail leads you to an old, defunct subway carriage. It's half buried under some rubble. The windows are shattered and the interior is dimly lit. There's some flickering emergency lights, however. And yeah, so another little perception check for me, please. Perception against survival on that one.
Sure thing.
Oh, two successes.
Oh, we're all doing good.
Yeah, yeah, two successes, yeah. Brilliant. I got a crit success there as well, yes, so you all see everything. Alright, so there is one door into the train, and you can see sort of a blood trail going inside. As you look down the length of the train to where it is currently half buried, you can't see clearly through the shattered windows. However, you are able to see the shadows of a person moving behind the flashing lights. And because of your extra perceptive success there, you are able to tell that this person has a gun pointed towards the doorway.
Can I preemptively open fire?
I mean, you can try and preemptively open fire.
We're trying not to kill him, keep in mind.
Can I aim for the leg?
Why do you want to shoot him? We just say hello.
Oh, actually, I have quite a plan. Is it shadowy or, like, dark in there?
Well, it is dark. There's some flashing lights that come on intermittently. You can't really see through the windows just because of the damage to the windows. You can only see shadows through the windows.
Would it be dark enough for me to use the ghost skill?
Yes. You could certainly try stealthing in.
Look, I can make chloroform. We're trying to take this guy alive, right? I sneak in, chloroform him, and then we just tie him up.
What if I shoot him in the leg?
He might bleed out, and also he popped all of those rad scorpions in one shot. I'm a bit worried you'll peek around the corner and get a bullet between your eyes.
Why don't we just say hello?
Yeah, he's got a gun pointed at us, big girl. That's the only reason I'm a little skeptical. You could probably survive that bullet. We can't.
You don't have to put your head around. You can just shout hello.
Yeah, just scream it around the corner. Yeah, that's going to be real inviting. He'll probably run. This isn't exactly a cornered... Like, we don't have him cornered.
Tell you what. Gertrude, you're not wrong that just greeting him could be a good idea. I can sneak him with the chloroform. I won't attack him. You greet him if he's friendly, then I don't chloroform the boy.
Oh, yes.
And if he acts violent, I just grab him.
The jolly green giant goes and says hello. Yes, that would go very
well. Well, Billy Bob could do it. He's
the fucking
good at charming people. He's good at charming people. Okay? Yeah. Also, I'm fucking terrible at it.
All right.
God awful.
All right, well, big girl, do you have a gun at all, or you just got melee weapons?
I got dildo.
Okay. All right, well, tell you what, we'll just go with your plan, Winnegan, but I definitely want to say I'm totally against it, but we'll go with it. All right, I'll charm him while you tie him up. How's that sound?
I'll sneak around. If he's violent to you, I'll take him out. And if he's not, then, well, we just talk it out. It's fine.
I'm going to trust you on this. He's going to have a gun trained on me the whole time. If he hits me, I'm be very pissed.
I'll sneak first, and then you pop your head round. So if he does try and shoot, I can at least...
Just to give you an idea of the sort of layout we're working with your sneak, the subway carriage is sort of buried on one end. The only doorway in is at the front. And unless you wanted to smash your way through the windows, the doorway is the only way in. So you'd have to go through the doorway, sneak up past the person, through the seats, and get behind them that way. So it will be a difficult check, but it's not impossible.
Would it help if one of you banged on one of the windows or something? Distract his attention as I get in through the door?
What would you do?
I'm literally here to distract him. What if I go in first?
But then you'll just get shot.
You're wanting me to not get shot. Let me go ahead and try and go in there and not get shot. I'm trusting you on this, but if I can distract him, I may be able to distract him, and then you get around
him. I think if you're just doing the talk thing, then there's no point in the chloroform. I think...
Oh, I ain't going to talk him to go back. I severely doubt I can talk him into going back with us. You're going to have to chloroform him and time up.
Whilst this is going on, can Gertrude grab one of the remaining crab sticks and just go, "Hello, we have food."
Alright, as Billy Bob and Winnegan are discussing the best way to move forward, Gertrude gormlessly waves at one of the windows with one of her rad scorpions and says, "Hello, I have food."
Big girl, what the hell are you doing?
A shot rings out from inside the train, ricocheting off the doorway to let you know that she's serious. "Stay back! I'm not going back to that hellhole!"
Who said going back? Gertrude said food.
Well, Winnegan, I think that answers your question.
Can you guys keep talking by the window and to see if you can get attention on that rather than the door?
What if I just
can chloroform it.
Can I just shoot her in the leg?
Oh, just say hello.
You said hello, darling. It didn't really work. Fuck it, sure, shoot her. Why not?
Alex makes a point of very loudly racking another shot and shouts out, "Just go your own way!"
Can't do that, actually. We just lost one of our own on this, so we kind of have to commit. Although, worth mentioning, we're not actually fully with the weird hospital people. I assume that's where you don't want to go back to?
Why should I believe you? Obviously Hartman sent you. Sorry.
So,
yes.
Moran, Dr. Moran. I just said the wrong name there. Dr. Moran sent you.
As soon as this interaction goes down, Cap, can I, like, really quickly peek around the corner and shoot her in the leg? What do you think?
She is currently behind some subway seats, so if you want to shoot her, it will have to be either the shoulders or head, and it's going to be a difficult shot. Remember, she has a rifle trained in the door that you're going to try and poke your head around.
What if I do like a somersault into the room and then shoot?
How is that gonna... Okay.
Well, peek my head around to where she has an open shot at killing me in one shot, or do a somersault in the room and then fire where she has the whole body and she has to, like, you know, follow my body. There's a reason why people somersault into a room. You know, you don't...
I don't think anyone somersaults into...
Yeah, as standard police practice, somersaulting into rooms.
Billy Bob is humming this as he goes through.
If we'd have kept Monkey, we could use him as meat shield.
I don't think he would have stopped a bullet.
I'm a cop. I got this. I was a former Texas Ranger. This ain't my first standoff, all right? Just give me a sec. Trust me on this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Billy Bob, or Tugan, has Billy Bob crossed the threshold of the doorway? Or are we still just talking about it?
He tries to do a somersault into the doorway. Tries to, like, be a hard target. That's the hill point. Be a hard target. Be somersault into it, and then get behind some cover or something.
Yeah, I fucking thought that might happen.
Okay, so Billy Bob hears, as he somersaults into the room, 3 sharp beeps. Can you give me a skill check, please? I'm going to want an athletics check from you.
All of us?
The normal athletics.
Just Billy Bob.
Mm-hmm.
That's a critical success.
That's a critical success, so you only take half damage from this mine exploding. So you take 8 damage, which is a crit hit.
It breaks
your left leg and bounces you straight back out of the doorway that you came into.
As the explosion rings out, Alex shouts, "I told you I'm serious! Just go your own way!"
Shoot her in the head! Fuck that bitch! Fucking shoot her in the head! God damn it, that hurt!
Can I use the chloroform on Billy Bob?
You can use the chloroform on Billy Bob, yes. I'll give him a chance to resist that as well.
Shot in my defense.
Yeah. It's still going to be. He's going to have to do a pretty good check for that. Let's see. What would be a decent check for a chloroform resistance? I don't know. It's going to be an endurance check. So endurance against
medicine, maybe.
You know what? Go for it. Endurance against medicine.
Do I have to roll that too?
No. It's just him.
I make it an easier roll for her? Like, make it harder for myself if at the same time, since I already had my gun ready, I, like, try to shoot her at the same time. Not Winnegan, Alex.
Good.
you're outside the door, so you'll just be shooting into a doorway where she isn't.
Yeah, this seems like something he would do because he's pissed.
Yeah, that's fine. You can shoot into the doorway.
I'm making it easier on Winnegan. I doubt I'll make it. But I feel like that's something I would do.
But roll that endurance check for me. Endurance against medicine.
Okay. That's a crit success.
That's a crit success. That you actually do, man. Yeah, I mean, even if that was a 2 difficulty one, you still would. Yeah, so, hey, Billy Bob, after years of exposure to various other drugs.
And autoerotic suspicion.
What are you trying to say? What do you mean other drugs? Hold on. Back up. Hold on. What do you mean, years of exposure? I'm a law enforcement officer, sir.
We all know the cops just take drugs so they can do them themselves.
You know what? That's conjecture. Conjecture. I'll have you know, that's bullshit.
You were drinking some petrol-based moonshine in one of the previous episodes.
drinking and drugs are different story, all right? Just letting you know. All right, that's
it. Anyway, whatever you did in your past, it has managed to give you the ability to resist this particular strain of chloroform that Winnegan's brewed up.
What is that, bleach? What the hell are you trying to do? I'm trying to kill this bitch.
It's
what
wine,
the fuck,
don't worry about it. Bod, could you heal this idiot?
Sure thing. Let me just find one of those.
Oh shit,
impacts.
This is about to hit the fan.
Found one. There you go.
Alright, so we made some check. This is going to cost you a stim pack to repair the leg.
Yes.
Alright, so you managed to, as you are repairing Billy Bob's leg, another shout comes from the train station. Sorry, not the train station, the train itself, from Alex, warning you. Says, "I'm telling you, take your wounded and leave."
Well, we're currently healing him at the moment, so give us a minute. Moving them isn't a great idea. Also, we're not here to drag you back. We're here to ask you something.
Why should I believe you?
Do you want some scorpion jerky?
Wait a second, Cap. I do have resistances to... I do have damage resistance, though. Is it my right leg or left leg? Do I take
left
less
leg,
damage for that?
No, you don't.
Oh, what the hell? God damn it. All right, go continue.
Do you want jerky?
So at the sound of jerky, another shot rings out and ricochets off the doorway. She's giving you plenty of warning shots here as she racks another bullet into her rifle.
I'll have you know, you absolute bitch of a person, that I was going to bring you alive, but now I really want to cut your head off. God damn
it.
I knew
you were with Morin.
We're not, for fuck's sake, Billy Bob. Shut up. This is
her. God, you see my leg? Do you see my leg? I'm your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather at this point.
Into that wound.
You need to honor your ancestor, all right? Look, you see this thing?
We're not related, you
I beg to differ. I beg to differ.
Right, look. Beverly, is it? We're not with the doctor, asshole. We got treatments from him a while ago, and now we're having doubts. We want to know if there's some sort of weird fucking side effect, and we don't trust them to tell us. They did tell us you were out here, they did send us, but we're perfectly happy to turn on their asses if they've scammed us.
You did it. You actually did it, you idiots. Well, do you have any idea what you've done?
No, that's just why we're asking you.
As you finish your sentence, you hear a metallic clanging bouncing from the doorway.
Oh, fuck, a grenade.
Where's my grenade button?
Your grenade button.
I need my grenade button here. This is a... Right. Yeah, well, yes, you successfully guessed it's a grenade, so...
Quick, win again, throw it back!
I don't think it works.
I think you can. Can't you try?
Yeah, can you?
Can you try?
I think that's a good way to lose a hand.
I mean, we're about to get our asses handed to us regardless. All right.
We need Nurse Handy.
It back before it does?
Well, Nurse Handy and Winnegan and Billy Bob were the ones that were nearest the doorway because he was the one that was blown out.
Fair enough.
She tried to chloroform him, and now Nurse Handy is trying to heal him. So those three are the ones that need to give me the dexterity checks here. So give me the athletics versus... Yeah, so strength and athletics for that check.
Strength, fuck. Why couldn't it be
agility? Oh, aye. Actually, if you want to replace that with agility, if that's your better skill, it's very obvious that the grenade's coming. She's not trying to hide it, so it's not. You don't have to do a perception check for that. Just try and dodge.
Got success?
Success.
Oh, damn. It's Cartman's lucky day.
Yeah, Cartman. Nurse Handy manages to swiftly boost herself across away from the damage radius and takes no damage at all. Winnegan gives it a jump to the side away from Billy Bob, ensuring that she only takes half damage.
Is that three or two?
Three.
Wait a second. Do I need a roll too? I thought we were rolling to throw the grenade back.
Yeah,
God damn it. What the hell? No one's going to throw it back. It's going to leave me there to die. God damn it.
Your leg at least has been repaired. Yes, I
succeeded.
Oh, and with your successfully repaired leg, you do manage to pull off your somersault at last and jump your way away from the blast radius of the grenade. So you've all jumped away from the doorway again.
Well, I think we can assume that means it does have a catch. Mind telling us what it is?
Right, so you're talking to Alex right now?
Well, I said Beverly because that's what came up on the thingy. But their name's Alex, then yeah.
Sorry, Winnegan, but you better finish your conversation with her soon because I'm about to kill a bitch.
Yeah, where did Beverly come from?
Yeah, I don't... It's on all the damage rolls for her. Beverly Jane.
Oh no, that's a placeholder. That was just for rolling the dice. There isn't a character called Beverly Jane yet.
Alex, never mind. Yet. Oh. Alex, right? Alex. Yeah, I'm fucking Alex. What's the actual catch? Your action confirms there is one. What is it? Mind control? Turning into a monster? Anything?
Alright, give me a little charisma check on this one here. And find out whether or not she wants to talk to you about this.
Man, if only we had someone who was good at charisma and didn't want to murder her.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's a nat...
managed to roll a 1 and a 20. Oh Jesus, how are we going to do this?
I feel like they would kind of cancel each other out, wouldn't they? Be like a failure, but it wouldn't be a crit failure because the crit success cancelled the crit failure out.
Okay, how about this, Cap? Whatever shitty effect I'm 100% sure these things have, how about it takes Winnegan a little bit before it would take her otherwise, but she does get the info? Because there's something wrong with this shit.
Alright, so she just shouts out, "So you took them! You really are part of his twisted experiments!"
Aren't you? I mean, you were working for him too.
Not recognizing Gertrude's voice, she just shoots towards one of the windows again.
God damn it, I offered to scorpion jerk you, bitch.
Wait, how many windows is there?
I say there's three between the doorway and the collapsed section.
Alright. I suggest, while this is going on, we all kind of post up at different windows. She can't have all the windows on, you know, in her
sight. She can definitely have put mines under each window. She can definitely have done that.
We're not going to go through the windows, but one of us needs to fucking take a shot.
All right, sure. But if we kill her, we don't know what the effect is.
Well, I'm not saying kill her. We need to make sure she does. We only can see her shoulder and her head from what I could tell before I got my ass blown up. So let's just shoot the shoulder. She'll be down for the count at least. And
why don't you distract and Gertrude go in? Gertrude's a fucking
I've already dunk. Tried distracting. You saw how that fucking worked out.
Yeah, but that was shit attempt. Try again.
I'll keep.
All right, you walk in there with the mines. Go ahead.
That's what I just said I would do, you look, dumb fuck.
Go ahead.
I'll talk to her, Gertrude. You go. We have to do something.
Can I rip a hole through the roof?
Can you? No, you can't get up onto the roof. There's too much rubble up there from the roof of this station.
Wait, can I blind fire my 10mm pistol over, like, you know, draw some, like, cover fire over from one of the windows where, like, my head isn't up, where I just kind of, like, pull it, like, you know, hold it over the window and just start laying down fucking lead to get her to keep her head down to where kind of provide cover fire for Gertrude? Can I do that?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you can try.
Don't shoot me.
Don't worry, big girl. I'll get you some cover fire. Cap, what I need to roll.
All right. Considering that you're not actually trying to hit her here, you're just firing wildly into one of the windows, then I don't need to get a roll from you there. Gertrude's going to run in and run towards her, I take it.
With Pain Train.
With Pain Train, right. Let's just have a wee couple of quick rolls for Alex, see if she's able to keep her cool under cover fire.
Ooh. God Alex damn has it, come on!
Three successes. She has well managed to keep her cool under cover fire. As Gertrude runs into the doorway, she lets off a shot with her rifle. I said she lets off a shot with her rifle. Fucking roll 20. Come on. Trying to build dramatic there.
Actually, went and got roll 20 premium. Get excited.
It doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't, but it does get rid of the ads. So I got rid of that. I hate the ads.
Wait, you had ads?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did. I had a ton of them.
Oh. Gives you ads. And it makes you wait before you can do anything for like 20 seconds.
Yep.
Oh. See, I've always just paid for it.
Every time you refresh as well.
Oh, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, restarted that, so let's have a look, see if I can be all dramatic again here. Right, Alex keeps her cool under cover fire as Gertrude runs in to begin her pain train. She lets off a round from her rifle. It worked that time. And she hits.
Where?
She hits you with a 5 physical damage to your leg. She has piercing effect as well, so your armor's not going to help this time.
Hmm. So, can we use this opportunity now that she's actually opened fire on Gertrude to stop blind firing and then do a actually aimed shot at her?
I'm going to say it's an initiative roll time now. Combat has definitely started. You've fired on her. She's fired on you.
That's this is an 8 anyway. Yeah.
13. God damn it.
All right. Let's fuck her up then.
All right. So Winnegan does get to react first to Gertrude getting downed in the middle of an underground carriage.
Winnegan sees Gertrude get shot, downed, and immediately sees red. I have a thing that lets me do one more damage dice against NPCs, which I believe would take effect here. And I'm also going to use Laser Commander to add another damage dice.
Sounds fun. So you're getting two extra damage dice on this, but it's all dependent on a successful damage roll. Now, all of you are outside this train this train, and only one of the windows has been shot in so far.
I assume I can step to the left and shoot through his window. We are standing next to each other. Or at least relatively close.
Excellent. So, this is going to be a difficult shot due to the cover. Not only do you have to shoot through this window successfully, you also have to shoot her in the upper body area. Where she's hiding behind some seats. So we're going to go for
is it action points or luck that you use beforehand?
Action points. It's going to be two difficulty in order for you to hit.
Do you guys mind if I use some?
Go for it.
We have three left. Do you want to use all of them to get two extra dice or just one?
I'm down for you using both, all of them, but what do you guys think?
Oh, hold on, you should have a full
lot. Yeah, we have six.
Because of the additional successes you had earlier in this round, so you should have six of them.
Alright, I'm happy to use three then. Right, how do I fucking do that? Do I just roll it?
Yeah, just roll it normally.
Add additional dice.
And yeah, it comes up with the additional dice question once you roll it normally.
Two of them.
There you go, three successes, you have hit her. Roll the damage and you get two additional damage dice for this one, yeah.
Seven.
Oh, nice. Seven damage with piercing. Now, your hit location is either going to be one of her arms or her head.
Can I hit the arm that would be like her trigger finger? Essentially, when holding the rifle.
I'm trying to randomize this and it keeps on giving me the lower ones. What the hell? For Christ's sake. This dice is not wanting to hit the upper body at all. It's just right away. There we go. Fucking head. There you go. You get her a direct headshot. She is unfortunately wearing a pretty solid gunner's helmet. So she's going to have some damage resistance on that one.
It has piercing.
Piercing.
It does have piercing, yes. Let's see.
No armor for you, motherfucker. Gertrude doesn't get it, neither do you.
She's taking the full 7 damage from that. That is not good for her. She's also seeing a lot less clearly than she used to. So she's going to have increased difficulty on her next shot. Right. Let's put her down to... What's her HP? There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, yeah, she's feeling the effects of that. Looks like it's her next, though. What was Nurse Andy's initiative again?
That's a good point. my initiative is 11. I still don't
work. Yeah, so she's very quickly racked one, despite the headshot in between shooting Gertrude in the leg and getting shot in the head herself. She racks another round, turns towards Winnegan, her newest threat. Well, she only she only gets one success. She needs more than that. She has shot very close to you. In fact, you hear it going past your ear, and that makes you flinch and duck to the side. But she has missed. Who's next? It is Nurse Handy next on the rolls.
I just kind of want to shoot and keep it simple.
Yep, so you're just going to... Are you moving into the train or are you just shooting from the windows?
Just shooting from the windows.
Shooting from the windows. Again, like I said, difficult shot, but go for it.
Maybe.
Laser pointer. So you do hit at the cover that she's currently behind. And it takes all the damage.
Cool.
It was a good shot, though.
No, that's cool. I can do that.
Next up is Billy Bob and Gertrude. Now, Gertrude, your movement speed. Now, I'm not gonna. I don't know if I can let you do pain train because you do have to just get yourself up before walking.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll just go up with the dual dominator if I can get there. And yeah.
So Gertrude limps herself across to where, she pulls herself up in the seats. And limps herself across behind the cover that Alex is hiding behind and slams the Dildominator down into her position. Does she hit?
I offered you Jack, you bitch.
She does. She hits her directly.
10 yeah. physical damage with vicious.
And she...
If you see a dildo coming out of nowhere, I would say it's a vicious effect.
Yeah.
It's glowing too.
Now this has the death glow, so... describe it to me. What happens?
Where does it hit first off? Because that depends on how this goes.
You know what? With that roll, the 3 successes and the 10 damage, you tell me.
She got penetrated to death.
Oh. I was thinking back to the days of D&D or Donovan. The old obsidian dildo through the ear. So I was thinking,
but it's blunt. It's a dildo. So it's not like sharp. It's like she got pierced with a dick to death. Oh my god.
Laughing out the other side.
Oh, oh god. Oh dear Jesus.
It's not happened to you in the episode we don't talk about.
Yeah, that happened.
This is one we just like don't even explain how it happened. It just happened. And we go about our lives.
Just adding a couple of sections of just beep. And now she's dead.
Okay. That's a bit anticlimactic. I thought you were going to go in for a little bit more detail there, but fine.
Well, I was, but then everyone started talking, so fuck it.
Yeah, so Alex slumps to the ground. Her eyes go blank. She is dead, and the subway reverts to silence.
Her eyes go blank. Her eyes rolled in the back of her head while she was getting penetrated. Come on. Come on. No. Come on.
There's now just like slightly less glow on the dildominator and a few teeth embedded into it.
And like Billy Bob is like shivering, like just had a massive shiver go down his spine. He's like, I
flashback.
Thought I saw everything. Thought I saw everything. For some weird reason, I start shivering at the sight of that thing. After seeing that, I really don't like it.
Well, there's problem solved.
But unfortunately, there goes our answers.
Oops.
Bunch of vague, cryptic bullshit, but nothing actually useful.
You know...
Search the body?
As much as she pissed me off with the whole, mining my fucking leg and just shooting us without thinking, I do feel like she kind of, corroborated my thing of not trusting the surgeries from that doctor. Just saying it was a smidge sketchy. As much as I love the guards, I don't trust him.
No shit, Sherlock.
I see your point.
You're going to be smartass? You're the one that was contemplating the surgeries. You even did the temporary ones. So don't even start with me, bitch.
That's a dangerous fight to pick, really, Bob, and you know it. But
yeah.
Also, she didn't tell us what we needed. Which is unfortunate, because she's the only one that could have. I personally don't think we should try and get the permanent ones. I think she alluded to there being consequences, even if she didn't tell us what the fuck they were. Crazy bastard. But I do think we should turn the body in. No sense in turning down some reward cash.
Well, I mean, weren't we paid to bring her back alive?
That's not possible now.
Yeah, did they say alive? I forget.
I mean... I know it's not possible now, big girl, but I'm just saying, would it even warrant bringing her back, considering they wanted her alive?
Could bring did back they, the head.
Did they what? Specifically want her alive, though, yeah?
What's left of it?
Actually, metagaming-wise, Cap, did they want her back alive?
They were non-specific.
No, well... I
think they'll take her either way.
Yeah, I guess we'll just take her head, if you want, unless you want to haul the whole body back, big girl.
I know, just take the head. Well, let's rifle through the pockets first. There might be some goodies.
Well, I mean, before we get really gruesome, is there anything, like, on her person that would be, like, definitely hers that we could warrant, like, you know, like a ring or something, before we just drop a bloody head on his front porch?
I don't think a ring would guarantee she'd been dealt with. Could have just asked her for it or stolen it.
Alright, well, I'll trust your judgment on this one again. We'll just cut her head off.
Sure.
Is there any loot, though?
Priorities.
I mean, hell, she had a gunner's helmet on. That could be useful.
She had a gun and ammo, actually.
Yeah.
Yes, Alexandra's .308 hunting rifle with a scope on it. A very nice, very shiny looking gun.
Is that a small gun still?
Yeah, it still goes in the small guns category.
It is
a small guns two-handed damage, 7 damage dice with piercing effect.
Ooh. I reckon that's yours.
It does take .308 ammo. Now, none of you have that yet, and there is currently... let's roll the dice. How many bullets does she have left?
She was firing that like she had a million.
I actually have four .308s.
Oh, do you?
I do. I actually have
fabulous. Actually, she only has 3 left. Yeah, she was risking it. Firing them off like she had loads, but it turns out she only has 3 ready to go.
Now, would I ask if I could have this rifle, and if anybody would, I would definitely pay for y'all's share of this rifle if I could have it.
No, go ahead. I can't really use guns like that. I prefer the energy ones. And Gertrude, you don't strike me as a marksman.
Well, we all have equal share. You know, my share of the loot is 1/4. There's 4 of us here. It used to be 5. So I will pay 3/4 of what it's worth, you know.
Wait, you're paying the robot? Who the fuck does that?
A kind man.
This has loot, so you're just going to have to decide yourselves what it's worth.
Yeah. I feel like it is more than fair.
I think we can just take it and we can leave it there. I don't think we need to do this.
All right. Grenades?
Is there anything else, actually? I think we do probably need to do that before we... Is there anything else on her person?
Anything else on her person? Yeah, she'll have some caps on her. I think she took quite a bit of caps from the hospital. So let's roll a dice for that as well. How much caps did she have on her? 57.
Well,
what about armor we're talking about here? Because obviously you said the gunner's helmet. Anything else?
The gunner's helmet's useless to you now. It's been properly fried by that shot that that blinded the poor woman. So no helmet there, but there is some gunner. She is wearing some gunner armor. Let's have a look, see what she's got. Where the fuck is it? Right. Here is some. Yeah, she's got a metal chest piece, 2 physical resistance and 1 energy resistance.
Ooh.
2 physical. Will that fit Gertrude if it's better than what she has?
I've got.
It will not fit Gertrude.
Ah, fuck.
So, would you like a metal chest piece one again? Or Billy Bob?
You said it was 2 physical, 1.
2 physical and 1 energy.
It's an upgrade on what I've got.
It's actually. Yeah, do you really want to
replace your bondage gear with a metal chest piece?
Just the chest piece, which I think I was a jumpsuit at the case anyway. We couldn't find one.
It's actually not as good as mine because I have 2 and 3, actually.
Right, I'll take the 2 and 1. So Wedigan has now got bondage gear on every limb except her chest, which is like a cyborg metal plate.
Well, it's like a proper like military style plated armor.
Fuck yes, I'm rocking this shit.
Excellent. Yeah, so that's everything she's got worth taking, I think. It appears that she had spent all of her explosives on you as well. There's no grenades left.
So, I think it'd be fair if I take the gun, Winnegan takes the torso, and Winnegan, do you manage Gertrude's finances, or does she manage her own caps?
I manage them typically, yes.
Okay, so I guess these I feel like it's fair if these caps belong to Gertrude for what she wants to buy. I take the gun, you take the chest piece. Does that seem fair?
Yes, I'll buy something extra nice in the next town. How many caps was that? 57?
Yes.
Alright.
Does that sound good to you, big girl?
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Okay, alright, I'll take the gun. I appreciate it. Yes.
Are we burning this one, or are we just leaving it here? I mean, we're taking the head, but you know.
So you've decided to take the head back to Dr. Morin?
Yes. Let's just take the body as far as Wrench's fire is. And
oh, no, fuck burning. That. She shot me in the leg. She can fucking rot here.
Oh, fair enough. Let's go. Oh, shit, actually, robot.
Yeah?
Gertrude may need some tending to?
Oh, shit.
Gertrude has never been kind to robots, so robot's going to say no.
Robot is going to say yes, or Winnegan is going to make robot decommissioned. It'd be such a shame to have another malfunctioning one after last time.
I don't know, robot. She's pretty scary. I wouldn't fuck with her.
I've been looking forward to.
Yeah, well, I mean, you haven't had your HP healed either, Billy Bob. You've just had your leg fixed.
Yeah, but she's pretty scary.
Well, Mark, should I get my tools ready?
I think you should. I think that'd be a very good idea for you.
Well then, I have diagnosed the problem.
4 successes, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a very successful. You know what? That's just an entire... that's Gertrude back to full health.
Yay. And all her action points.
Yeah, so Gertrude is back to full health. Definitely recharges all those action points for you as well. Billy Bob still has a bit of damage to HP. But the team walk on back to the entrance of the subway station as they pass the fire with Ivor. They notice that Dr. Rast is there.
The fire he's been of Ivor.
He's been pondering over the death of Ivor Wrench, and Dr. Rast notices that Billy Bob is injured and gives him a little medicine check as well. Gets his HP healed up. Let's just do it with Nurse Handy's here. What's the medicine check? Yeah, so he gets 3 successes as well. Jesus Christ. Billy Bob, you're now properly healed up. You've all healed up next to the grave or the pyre of Ivor Wrench. Have you decided, did you take the head with you? Or are you going back?
We should take the head.
Yeah. Alright, excellent. So as you walk out of the subway station, a strange sight greets you. Gormlessly waving at you is a tall, skinny, grey super mutant. Strangely, this super mutant is familiarly dressed. You see it wearing a wig and a dress.
What?
With two very distractingly sized fake tits.
This can't be happening.
What?
The super mutant is in front of Yul, waving in a familiar wave, a wave that you've seen Gertrude do very, very often. And this super mutant introduces herself.
Oh, hello, darlings.
What the fuck?
No!
Yes. I finally found you.
And we will end the episode there with the cliffhanger of the surprising.
We went from one Dr. Frankenstein to another. Original flavor to Rocky Horror.
Yep. Alright, so is that alright? That a good place to end it?
Yeah.